This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan, and Jay Kirshner for today's DJV program. It's I'm not sure what the word is. I guess I was searching for a word here as I was thinking about all of the high-profile noise being made about the latest COVID thing. Let's celebrate something, okay, because that's not something to celebrate. Let's celebrate, ladies, the end of the Atlantic hurricane season. How about that? Woo-hoo. As of the 1st of December, the hurricane season is officially over. It starts in June.
They just up and leave.
Right. They've had enough of the earth, so I'm going to go somewhere else. On the plane last night,
I was watching... This one cost us $63 billion, so let's hope...
$63 billion in damage? Yeah. Right. See you later, alligator. There's a new Apple show that I was watching on the plane last night coming back from Hawaii that's called Foundation. Have any of you seen that? Look at it. It's about the world in the future and what happens. It really reflects. It's a book by Aldous Huxley that reflects on where we. It's really pretty current, and it's a little thought provoking. Well, maybe a lot thought provoking. Maybe that's why they're doing it. I don't know whether I always think that just putting stuff on Apple, as a matter of fact, I think it's very impractical, but that's a different discussion. The main thrust of the television show is the future of intergalactic life and how in the future we have civilizations that are controlled by one planet that affect 300 other galaxies. In solar systems and stuff. Really, it's very provocative in the sense that it controls that this new entity controls the weather, controls politics, controls lives, pretty much controls everything. There's human existence and there's other sort of existence that's robotic but yet seems human. And so as I look at this thing called the hurricane season, and I think about the earth, and maybe because I've traveled so much in the last week over oceans and over land, I've been fortunate enough to see, even though I didn't, when I was done with my traveling, I think I felt like my stomach was left somewhere other than where it was when I started the trips. But seeing the earth, this island of Kauai, and the way that the volcanoes shaped the island, and the way the weather has, after 300 million years or so, has chafed away at the surface of the island, you see how much Mother Nature, how much the weather affects the planet and its objects. And the fellow who was doing the helicopter tour said that in another 30 million years, the island will not exist. It will have been eaten away by the weather to the point it'll be a sandbar like Midway Island is, or some of the other farther Pacific islands. I just thought that was fascinating. And then we will have new islands that will have come about in the next few million years because of the volcanic action and the plates changing underneath the planet. And so we think about our day-to-day existence here, and we think about how we are affected, as Victoria just said, all the billions of dollars worth of damage that's done in the here and now. But the hurricanes that have come and gone and the other weather influences that have come and gone, they affect us in our lives, but they don't really affect, they affect the planet, but they don't really, do you know what I mean? It's just one of those, it's just another thing.
Well, that's not true, because with erosion and there's permanent damage that's left all along the East Coast where I am from that, especially from Hurricane Ida.
But it is true, but that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. The fact that we have these things that happen to us and we think that they're big deals, they're not really. They're big deals for us, but they aren't big deals for the planet. The planet has existed and continues to exist and shows the wear and tear of the weather and other influences on it, but it doesn't really, somewhere or another, it survives.
I disagree with that because NASA has been involved a lot more in the last two seasons of hurricane season, and NASA scientists, for the first time, instead of looking out at space more, they're looking more at the planet and working with NOAA, and NASA scientists and astronauts have been spotting real damage and real, like, permanent damage.
But I'm not saying you and I are saying the same thing. No, you can disagree.
I don't know what you're saying, then, because you're saying that it's not affecting the planet.
It is affecting the planet, but it's not. I didn't say it wasn't affecting the planet. What I said was that the long-term, long-range impact of it won't. The day-to-day things that happen on the Earth, the weather, the hurricanes, the freezing, the thawing, all the stuff that will affect us as humans, they affect the planet, but they don't affect it in the same immediate way. There are millions and millions and millions and billions of years of experience that the planet has had, and it continues to change. So we think, and we know, that it affects our lives, but it doesn't really affect the planet in the longevity of it. It does affect, perhaps, the day-to-day. We all are concerned, or most of us ought to be concerned, about the sort of waste and stuff that we dump into the ocean. The ocean doesn't seem to be able to handle it as much, you know, as we would like to think that it could. But it'll burp and fart, and it, you know, the stuff will go away because the planet is like a living. It is. It's like a living being, and it shows the scars of what we're doing that you can see from space and, you know, elsewhere. But, you know, just flying in a helicopter into the ravine, into these big canyons. That existed, that have been eaten away over time. What it looked like at the beginning and what it looks like now is entirely different. I don't want to belabor the point. I just find it fascinating that all of this stuff, we pay attention to it because it affects our lives and our future, but it doesn't really affect long term. The planet's going to do what the planet's going to do.
Well, that's where you and I disagree, then. That's what the NASA and NOAA scientists have said, that they can see permanent damage that's irreparable. So it is. It's like saying...
What does it mean, irreparable?
Like a person... I heard one of the NASA scientists liken it to a person walking around with stage 4 lung cancer. It looks like you can see the person, and you can go, yeah, well, they can walk around or whatever, but when you really look at what their lungs are really doing, it is permanent damage, and it is irreparable, and there are plenty of things that, like I said, the difference of what NASA's doing now, which I think is really interesting, is because these astronauts are seeing the effects from space. That French astronaut who called in from space to the COP26 climate change summit, you know, he said just in the last 2 years from the International Space Station, he can see where storms have left permanent damage. And he said you can see it from space. So I guess you and I just disagree on that. But
yeah, I think
it is permanent damage.
Permanent. But I guess we have a different definition.
Well, it won't be. It's not reversible. Let's call it that.
Yeah, over billions of years, it'll change. I know you don't. When you have a position on something, you don't like to have.
I'm only basing it on what actual NASA astronauts and scientists say, and NOAA scientists. I am not one of them.
All right, I understand that. What was meant to be?
I know you don't like to talk about climate change. I know it's a trigger for you for some reason.
No, it's a trigger for me because I think it's become like a religion. I think it's become the focus on it is meant most of the time to make money and not to advise people as to how to live a better and respect the planet and respect other people. I think it's become this whole big, huge industry. I just kind of like the COVID thing has become a whole big industry. And whether we fall into that trap, I guess look at it as a trap, because I think that we react to things instead of act.
I think, Ted, your point is is the point that things are going to change and that things can be irreparably damaged or things will change, but that the planet is bigger than we are and that the planet is going to continue to live and breathe and change and adapt and do what the planet has been doing all of these years.
Yeah,
that's kind of what you're getting at, right?
Yeah, that is kind of
the argument about whether or not...
Obviously, I didn't do a great job of explaining it that way.
Isn't there a whole theory that man cannot kill the planet because the planet will save itself and kill man first?
Yeah.
I've never heard that theory.
Yeah. Oh, I have. Yeah,
it sounds
yeah,
very
yeah.
sci-fi.
Well, that's kind of, you know, there's stuff floating around here about the space junk. I think it forced the astronauts to delay their spacewalk because of all the stuff floating around in the, you know, that's it.
We're
that's
sending
right
our
now.
Junk to space
here
now.
And now. I mean, yeah, the Chinese, thank you to the Chinese.
Well, the Russians, too.
For their doing.
And look,
okay,
look
well, the Russians,
America has been
friends.
In space. Yeah, America's been in space since the 60s. We've got plenty of junk that we've left up there, too. We're not excluded.
We're not
from
shipping
that.
It to outer space, which is what it looks like the Chinese are doing. It looks like they're aiming to.
Well, the Japanese are trying to actually collect it with those big nets that they're trying. I mean, that's mm-hmm. They haven't really been successful yet, but at least they're trying something.
Yeah, and that's part of the whole.
And then what do
business.
They do with it?
Yeah, right.
Well, instead of having question. It floating around and you know, and damaging the space station, which it has been damaged several times now by floating debris, they collect it all, and I don't know if they destroy it in one. They're working. I think actually NASA is working on destroying debris. They're testing it out. I think it's at the Arnold Air Force Base. They're testing out how to actually blow up debris in space.
Ooh. That sounds like fun. Sounds like a game, right? Doesn't it sound like one of those, what do they
Atari
have?
Atari games from the 80s?
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly, yeah. Where's the joystick? Boom, bang, boom. All right, 18 at the hour. This is the DJV program.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, so the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, I always love these notes from them, Jennifer, upheld California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines. I'm sure that's something that the folks that listen to your radio station, KRLA, in Los Angeles didn't care much for. The gun rights groups are... Yeah, go ahead.
It's just
what
so
are they
silly
doing?
Because, well, the ban has been on these high-capacity magazines. It's been on for, I think, probably over a year. There was some court challenges to it. And whatever, the courts are going to rule, the courts are going to rule, and I guess we all have to abide by it. But the stupid thing is crime is on the rise, and the bad guys are still getting all of the stuff that they want to perpetrate those crimes. So it's just a penalty against good, responsible gun owners.
All right, there you go. 21 after here.
an important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Jay and Victoria. That is Horn and Kirshner and Keelan. How's that?
Sounds like we're a law group.
You put the, yeah, you put the last names wherever you want them. Okay, so we have something I'm going to address here because I think it's important to address it, given the fact that when this whole contest was put together, or when the works promotions and stuff that go with it have been on this program for, what, 3 or 4 years or longer? How long have we been doing these
things? At least four, right?
Yeah.
I've been here
right.
A little over five, so yeah.
Right, okay. So the elephant in the room is a discovery from one of our alert listeners, and I'm proud to have this person who's not happy with me. And I don't blame you for not being happy with me, frankly. All of us are human, and so what I understood, and I, frankly, I give the tools when I get them to my guys to use, and I usually look at these sorts of things myself, so I'm caught a little off guard. And I'm not home, so I can't look at the stuff, and the ladies don't have any, but I have somebody looking into the fact that these things are all made in China. And if they are, it will be the end of the promotion. The company is headquartered in North Carolina, and that's what I knew about them. And it was, you know, it's easy enough for me to have checked it, and I didn't because of the connection that I was told was North Carolina. I don't even remember asking the question, frankly, which is unusual for me.
When somebody gives you something, you know, it's a little different to check it out. And I know we should, and we should all do better. But like,
I don't want to promote stuff.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, you're really good at, like, when you're buying something, asking where it's made. But I think it's something you don't even think about when someone hands it to you. And it, you know, it's smart that we have a good listener who's watchdogging all this because obviously it matters to this program.
Well, it does. Who is it that pointed that out to us, Jay? Do you have the listener's name just out of curiosity? Did the listener identify him or herself? Yeah, who was it?
Yes, our friend Tammy Grieve.
Okay, where is Tammy?
Tammy is.
Did she enter
not
the contest?
Listed.
No, okay. Did she. Not important where she lives. Did she enter the contest, or she had to look into it and see that the stuff is made in China?
Yeah, no, she did not enter the contest.
Okay. All right. So I'll put it to a vote here. The three of you, we have four votes. And so the three of you, and we can put it to the listener. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but I do make a big deal out of it because I don't want to do business with China.
We all talk about it.
Yeah,
I mean, it is very hypocritical. And when Jay sent this to me yesterday, I was like, oh, man. I'm like, I know Doug does not know that stuff is made
in China. I would never have done this. Right.
Yeah,
I would not have done
right.
It. So it's my slip up, my faux pas, to be sure.
Well,
so,
I mean, it's, you know, like you said, you don't open the tools, right? Because it would say made in China on the box. So
right.
If you're just using the tools themselves, I don't, and you can go and check today in your shed.
Find
I don't
it.
Know if
yeah.
it says it on the actual tool. But, yeah,
Tommy
does.
I don't, I'll look to be sure. But if that's the case, then I will not continue doing this. I suppose maybe until we check it out, if we've gone through it for this week and people have entered, I don't want to disappoint the people who have,
Well, you've also
entered.
Promised. I think we have to give away this round, don't we? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
There are a lot of people who this is not a priority for them and that might need these tools. So they want to give them away for a Christmas gift or something like that.
All right. So anyway, now that we've said that, what are the rules? Just re-inform people as to are we getting as many entries as we did last week, more entries? Because it's kind of a nice open contest in that sense. So how are we doing on getting entries? And once people realize now that we've talked about it, maybe they won't enter anymore. That could be it, too.
Better odds for the people who have, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
And it is a heartwarming ask. It's tell us what this time of year means to you.
Yeah. And so
that's
you're getting
how you enter.
Yeah. Okay. So let's continue it, and we'll fulfill whatever happens this week, and then we'll figure out in the next 24 hours what the right thing is to do moving forward. But I have no reason to doubt that this woman isn't telling us what she saw and what she knows. Bad on us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court's decision in the abortion case will affect dozens of states. TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz is running for a soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
My parents immigrated here legally, and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt.
Dr. Oz on Fox News. NASA has warned that an asteroid bigger than the Eiffel Tower will break into Earth's orbit in just about a week. The huge 1,082-foot space rock is heading our way and should skim past us on December 11th.
Asteroid 4660 Nereus will come within 4.6 million miles of Earth. That puts it in a potentially hazardous category. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz has announced on Fox News Tuesday he's a Republican and running for a soon-to-be-vacant Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
America's in crisis. That's not news. Our values are under attack. So I want to serve America in its time of need. I think I can do that by running for the U.S. Senate seat in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, Americans, and here's how I see it, Americans deserve better solutions. Doctors are about solutions. But instead, people with good ideas are shamed. They're silenced, they're bullied, they're canceled. You talk about it all the time. And in medicine, if we cannot say what we see, people die, literally. So let me talk about COVID for a second, because as a physician, I really spent a lot of time trying to understand what went wrong. And the mistakes are emblematic of other issues that we're struggling with in our great country. Remember the phrase, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? That metastasized into this incredible authoritarianism, overreaching, that did not necessarily make us safer. People with yards, big yards, told people with no yards to stay indoors. That's where the virus was. Remember, they closed the parks. They shamed people about beaches. I think those choices should be yours, the American people's. And I have fought to empower my audience, my patients, and now the voters of Pennsylvania. And I've taken on Big Pharma. I've gone to battle with Big Tech. I've gone against agrochem companies, the big ones. Right? I've got scars to prove it. And I cannot be bought. And I'll keep fighting those battles to empower the folks of Pennsylvania and around the country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four after the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Gloria Keevan, and Jay Kirshner fashioning our conversation about what's going on with what is going on. How about that for a concept? Ooh. So, Jennifer, it seems that Max Scherzer.
Scherzer?
Has. How do you pronounce his name? Scherzer?
Scherzer.
No T. Scherzer. Okay. He's shattered baseball's record for the highest average salary, agreeing to a $130 million three-year contract.
He's dead.
Not. He's dead to you.
Now, wait, did he leave the Dodgers and went to the Mets, or didn't he go somewhere else first? Wasn't he like...
No, he was the Nationals pitcher.
The Nationals,
Yeah, he came to the Dodgers for just a few months, actually, in their run-up to the postseason, and it sort of burnt out his arm. He was really pitching away. And now the Dodgers, I think they wanted to keep him, but the Mets made him such a huge deal. I don't think the Dodgers thought it was worth it because he's an older guy. Not that that should matter very much. Well, you know, he's in his late 30s. Exactly. 37,
Good.
You think just 3 years of pitching. Well, look, believe me, I'm not throwing stones at a 37-year-old. I'd like to be 37. So, so he's going to go to the Mets. And it's, you know, I've decided I'm giving up Twitter because the Dodgers have a lot of free agents. You know I'm a diehard Dodger fan.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep losing him. They lost Corey Seager now. He's going to the Texas Rangers. Chris Taylor is still on the market. There's a lot of people that need to be signed by the Dodgers. They just don't seem to be doing it. But all the people that the Dodgers are losing are getting these monster salaries. So I guess they follow the money.
43. He's 37 years old. His average earnings on a yearly basis since he was born, $10 million a year. $43 million to throw a baseball. How many times, the average pitcher pitches 14 games? Yeah, it's really hard. Isn't that about it?
Julio Urias, who is one of the Dodgers' best pitchers, who's kind of an unsung hero, he was the only pitcher in baseball to win 20 games. So, that. But now the pitchers these days are kind of wimps. I mean, no offense to pitchers out there. But it used to be, even in the 80s, I mean, I can remember, God love him, Tommy Lasorda would burn the heck out of Fernando Valenzuela's arm, because you'd go and you pitch at least 8 or 9 innings, and then you had someone who came in and closed for you.
Now there's a whole new science to it.
Now they've got all the metrics, and so it's like, we're going to pitch this guy to the fourth inning, and then we're going to bring in this guy, and he's going to pitch three batters, and then they're going to bring in someone else. I mean, it's very measured, and the gut instinct of baseball is sort of gone, which is a bummer because it's
all computerized.
They have all
the pitchers and what their records are and how fast they throw. How fast they throw the ball. The Mets were paying him the Mets have the highest payroll. It used to be the Yankees did, but the Mets now 196. The Dodgers spend $261 million. I think the Red Sox are pretty close to that too.
Yeah, the Mets don't. I don't think the Mets have the highest payroll in baseball. They're third.
They're doing it wrong.
But they have the third highest.
My husband's a diehard Mets fan, so I hear about this stupid stuff. Yeah, so they have the third highest payroll now because that new owner, Steve Cohen, is a billionaire financier type, and so he has increased
the
payroll. They are now in third, I think, behind the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Look at the ownership of all these teams, the people that own the Red Sox, the people that own the Patriots, the people that own the Dallas Cowboys, the people that own outside of cities like Kansas City, where it's a medium-sized market. The people that own the teams look at how much what was the name of the family that owned the Dodgers when they went from Brooklyn to... They owned them for a long, long time. I said, Walter somebody or other. Who was the owner? You remember? The Dodgers?
I do.
It was something like that. And so,
I hate when my brain freezes up.
The amount of money these teams are worth, and it's because not just of the people that go see them, that pay for the seats, but it's also television rights. Now streaming rights, all of the things that they
O'Malley.
Sell are ancillary. What's O'Malley?
O'Malley's.
Right, the O'Malley thing. It was O'Malley. So anyway, it's just there's so much money in all of this stuff, and now with betting that has become legal, it's even more valuable. Wasn't there something about the Dallas Cowboys maybe being the most valuable team at $3 billion.
They always are, even though they're not that good. They, for whatever reason, they're the most valuable franchise
in Texas,
in the world.
Football is like the god.
Well, yeah, but they also sell so much merchandise, and they have licensing agreements, and they have so many other sources of revenue other than having a winning team. So, it always kind of blows my mind that every year on that list that all the sports writers put out, that the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable franchise in the world, which means some of the soccer franchises over in Europe, the Americans don't pay attention to it for the most part.
They're very
valuable. But those teams are so valuable, and yet the Cowboys still win.
Yep, they do.
Not games,
it's just under the circumstances. Is it because it's? I always get when I say what I think about football. And that if you let your child play, you're an irresponsible parent. If you encourage your child to play football, I always get hate mail from Florida, Texas, Ohio. those are the states where it's just big time stuff. So anyway,
Alabama,
Scherzer, right. So he lives in West Palm Beach, Mr. Scherzer does. Maybe he listens to us on there's two or three stations. WTTV.
Jen, you
want to
tell him how much you don't like him?
I can't believe you left us, you weirdo. Two different color eyed freak.
Oh, she went low blow.
Bingo, bingo. All right,
just
so here
kidding.
We go.
I liked Max Scherzer when he was there. He's a good guy.
So what?
And good
is...
luck to the Mets.
Boom. So what do we need to know about? I see the World Health Organization in the last 24 hours has advised people who are my age to not travel anywhere. A little late for me, and I'm not going to pay attention to this anyway. Because of Omicron. I was talking to my friend Uri Geller, who lives in Israel. He lives in Tel Aviv.
I love that you've turned it into a tech company. It's not Omicron. It's just Omicron.
Omicron. Right. Yeah, but it doesn't it? You're right. Doesn't it sound like a tech company? It kind of does. That name is kind of sounds like a tech
company. Creepy sounding.
Yeah, it is creepy sounding. And also, speaking of creepy, the World Health Organization advising people not to, people who are vulnerable, and just because you're old, apparently, according to the World Health Organization, you're vulnerable, which is something I, as somebody who's a, who's...
Well, it's really not just...
I'm a modest middle-ager. That's what I call myself. A modest middle-ager. Yeah.
Middle-age? Okay.
Yeah, I'm a modest middle-ager.
Okay. Sure. So if you're over 60, that's what this advisory is for. But it's really more about if you're over 60 and you have comorbidities, if you have diabetes, if you have heart issues, if you have, lung issues. Like, well, but even if you're not sick, I mean, my mom is a type 2 diabetic. My dad has a pacemaker. They're not sick, but they would fall into this category that they should not be traveling. That's what the warning is. Who knows? A month from now, it could just not be anything, or it could be worse than Delta. We just don't know.
Well, I think it's not going to be worse. My gut tells me that this is
your gut didn't tell you anything about Delta either, so I don't know about your gut.
Well,
I think your
antigen
says
live your life. You've got to live. People have to live their life. You have to live your life. Do what you have to do to protect
yourself. But I love how Doug says stuff is his gut feeling when it's really just what he wants to do. It's his brain telling
him.
But if you put it out there into the universe, sometimes
it's his vision
here.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's his vision board.
So on the plane last night, I finally realized why I had an earache. I've been wearing a mask for the most part for the past week.
Oh, it hurts your ear, doesn't it?
And it hurts your ear. Right, exactly. And I
have an earache. You've got to get the adjustable kind. What kind of mask are you wearing?
Well, I actually had a couple. Brendan gave me one when I was here last week, and it is the adjustable kind, but I've been saving it. So I was using one of those other ones that I had that is just a strap around your ear. Anyway, the FDA is backing Merck's COVID pill. We've been talking about this for, last month or two. The antiviral pill developed by Merck is going to treat adults who are at high risk of becoming very ill if they get COVID. Is that kind of what, reading between the lines, you got to get it before you get the pill? You don't need the pill.
It's
not going to prevent it.
No. But this was a very close vote from the FDA advisory panel, and it was 13 to 10. And the reason that it was 13 to 10 is because Merck came out with their own studies saying that it prevented, people from being hospitalized by 90-something percent. The UK signed on immediately with Merck. They were like, yes, we want that. Now it turns out when the FDA did their own testing on it, it's really only, it reduces risk by 30%.
And so
Pfizer is in the wings now with their own pill, and according to their data, that their pill in clinical trials reduces the risk of hospitalization and death by 89%. So we'll see once that hits the FDA panels and they start going through their own testing, we'll see where that ends up. But that's a huge disappointment for Merck. The stock took a big dive.
Yeah.
Because when you go in promising 90-something percent and it's really only 30, what's the point of even taking the medicine when you can wait for, Moderna or Pfizer to have their own pill?
With regard to what's going on in Africa, apparently the analysis at this point, now everybody's looking at Africa, South Africa and its neighbors, Mozambique and Botswana, all those countries that are neighbors and seem to be showing signs of having this Omicron.
Omicron.
Omicron. Yeah. I'm going to put an M in it because it sounds...
Well, you've done it already, so a lot of people have.
Right, exactly. Okay, so apparently in Africa there has been this is, I think, sort of, we here in America get this, the vaccine skepticism. There's a lot of apathy, and there also is a lot of hesitancy among the people who live there. It's Namibia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique. All of these countries have not done a good job because of the skepticism. Is it the same as we have here in the United States, or is it different?
Well,
I don't know. Maybe
their governments are so corrupt. I mean, they're
right.
Not in every case, but they've had it. It's not. I mean, from everything that I've read, it's not just skepticism from the people. It's, you know, the lack of resources, the lack of money to purchase all of the vaccines. That's why all the other first world countries are donating vaccine doses to African nations. But the thing about with Omicron. I've seen a lot of people talking about this now on social media, which is important. It's very lazy reporting for news media to just say new variant from South Africa. It's not from South Africa. It was in the Netherlands before it ever reached South Africa.
Right.
And so South African scientists are the ones who discovered it. They've sequenced it, the genome. They're so far ahead of what, you know, people think. I don't know. Americans have a very distorted view of Africans.
Well, I think
Africans.
The world does. I think the Western world has a distorted view.
Yeah.
About
it's lazy
South Africa.
Reporting.
What else is new?
I know. It didn't start there, though.
No. And it's interesting because I also on the plane yesterday was watching the Tarzan movie about the exploitation. The Tarzan part of woven into the thread of the movie is the exploitation by the Belgians of the African continent. And that, you know, has been going on between the Dutch, the Belgians, the British, let's see, who else has been? French. They cut Africa up, and that's one of the reasons there's been many problems as there are today between the tribes still because of the ongoing confusion and mess that was created by the Europeans. So here we go one more
Colonization
time.
Colonization has wreaked havoc everywhere.
Yeah. 12 before the hour.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because it's so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Does your dog really love you? Let's find out. We have pet psychiatrist, in a manner of speaking, pet care expert Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on the DJV program. Visits with us every week. You hear his tips every day on the DJV program. I have a story. One of our neighbors, we have a local sort of blog, and this neighbor posted the story of a sweet female cat that's been coming around, very friendly and clean. Unfortunately, I can't take her in. Does she belong to somebody is the question. And so you wonder about cats and how what happens when they get loose. Do they just go? I've had cat. We have barn cats. But when I was younger, we had this one little cat who was the cutest, sweetest little thing. She had one kitten in her entire life. That was it. And she was the favorite of everybody. And she just disappeared. And I was sad about it, and I don't remember who I asked at the time, but somebody knew something about cats, and this person said, when cats are sick, they know they're sick, and they want to just go out, and they go out into the world, and they just die, because they want to, you know.
Well, cats are silent sufferers, you know, when they're not feeling good, they'll go off on their own, you know, we call them silent sufferers. But here's the interesting fact about that. A lot of people let their cats outside. They say indoor-outdoor cats. Let me give you a statistic that may change a lot of their minds. The average lifespan of an outdoor cat is 3 to 5 years. The average lifespan of an indoor cat is 14 to 16 years. So the choice is yours. It's just that simple. Between disease and stray dogs and coyotes and all types of diseases and other animals out there, the bottom line is keep your cat inside unless you follow Warren's advice or read his book, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, where it teaches you how to teach your cat to walk on a harness and a leash. Then you can take them out in a safe way. My engineer at KRLA, Alex, following my advice, now has his cat, Chester, walking on a leash and harness. The cat is much happier, much healthier, much better.
A leash?
Just have a leash and a harness.
My friend does that with her cat.
Really?
Has like a long Absolutely. Leash so he can kind of like run around the backyard and still
But even
be
walk him
safe.
On a leash. I mean, years ago, yeah. I'm dropping names here. I was doing the Letterman show and I was training Dave's dogs and he said, you can't train cats, can you? And I brought my own cat, Mowdy, on the air and Mowdy sat and stayed and came when I called her and walked on a leash and harness. The problem is cats are so smart they convince people that they can't be trained, but they really, really can be. Just a matter of putting in the time. Let's be realistic. I hate circuses, but if you go to a circus, you'll see a lion jumping through a hoop of fire. They're nothing more than big cats. So why don't you think your little Persian can't learn to walk on a leash or a harness? It's insane. Absolutely insane.
So funny. And look at all the cats in TV commercials. They clearly are trained to do lots of different stuff.
Exactly. Well, I mean, cats are just as smart as dogs are. But sometimes when something is a little bit more, I don't know, sometimes a little bit brighter. I hate to say this, Doug, but sometimes cats can be a little brighter. And when they're a little bit brighter, they're more difficult to train.
Brighter than what? Than whom?
Well, sometimes cats are a little bit more independent than dogs. And the independent makes them a little bit more difficult to train, but doesn't mean they can't be trained. When I hear people say they can't train a cat, they're right. They can't train a cat, but that doesn't mean a cat can't be trained.
Well, it's actually cows are the most intelligent outside of dogs. Cows can be trained to do most anything. It's like horses. Horses can be trained to do all kinds of stuff, too. So the animal world is more trainable than one would think if you focus on it. I don't know about Joe
if you work
Exotic
with them in the no if you work with them if you yeah. work with them. See, the bottom line is most people try to train an animal using human techniques. Not me, or not really people that are involved professionally if they're good at it. It's getting down, looking at life, not from your perspective, but from the dog or the cat's perspective, and saying, if I was this dog or cat, what would make me behave better? What would make me feel better? What would calm me down? What would de-stress me? So the difference between training and behavior, training is educating your dog. Behavior is understanding why your dog is behaving a certain way. That's the difference. And most trainers really are behaviorists, and most behaviorists are trainers or should be. But it's really true that
how did you come by the ability? That's a good question. How did you come by your ability to train these animals?
I was just born a genius, Doug.
I grew up
in a typical Long Island household. There was always so many people in my house, I had to get out. Behind my house was a creek with all kinds of rats and Canada geese, and that's where I hung out. And so I always felt close to animals, and I felt the people. I was shy as a kid. Animals made me feel confident and better.
I'm with you,
and
man.
One thing led to another.
That's
there was
the
a
same
running
with
joke
me and cows. Yep.
There's a running joke in my old neighborhood, Doug. It said that even the stray dogs in Warren's neighborhood are trained. And I worked with every rescue humane organization and realized that problem behavior was something that can be resolved. You just can't put a dog down because he showed aggressive behavior or get rid of a cat because he did this. So that's where it really started. That's where it really started. It was my love for animals that got me into it and kept me into it.
Yeah. Well, I think that does say a lot. That's why the dogs, and dogs are instinctively able to figure out whether you like them or you don't, or whether you're good with the animals in general. They're going to love the people who love them. So there's some great insight there. Thank you, Warren. Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show. Check it out every weekend around the country and the website, thepetshow.com. 59 past.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.